Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For nearly three decades, a right-wing Washington lobbyist has exerted a stranglehold on mainstream Republicans over the issue of taxes, threatening political retaliation against any lawmaker who dared to vote for any fiscal solution that asked the wealthy to pay their fair share. But in the 3 weeks since the election, one Republican after another has been rebuking this lobbyist for his uncompromising stance on taxes. Republicans in both the House and Senate are deciding they no longer want to be married to this pledge. Republicans are saying they want a divorce from Grover Norquist.
Nonsense. A bunch of baloney. These guys are unbelievable.
And it's drama time now in Washington.
Every day it's drama time. 800-510-8255. Wednesday, the 28th of November. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Are we headed toward the financial cliff? And would that be a good idea? By the way, Grover Norquist has always been an impresario of himself. It's all about him, and it's all about a lot of these other people that have created these 501c3s to justify their existence and get money from people and to make a living or to get other people. I mean, Norquist, I think, is fairly wealthy, but you get money from people who give you money to support this philosophy. And it's a great philosophy. It really is. It's something to agree. I am with him. I think we ought to go to the cliff and go over it and cut spending and get real with all of this stuff. But listening to guys like Chuck Schumer from New York commenting on the number of Republicans that say they're going to abandon that pledge does deal with the reality of the situation, which you'll hear me pounding away on during the course of this review of what else is going on in the world of talk radio. Beside Laura Ingraham disappearing, there are issues, in fact, that are continuing, and certainly this is the number one item. Also, we'll see if we can spend a little time on Benghazi and how much money there is in the Powerball jackpot. Have you bought your ticket yet? That's something that people certainly are talking about. It's kind of fun to talk about it. It's fun to think what you would do with all that money. What is it, $420, $30 million at stake? 800-510-8255. All right, well, what's at stake here is an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. And we'll move into radio land with John Williams on his radio program, talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois. It'll be a chorus that'll sound a lot like Schumer because he's a pretty solid Democrat from Illinois. And so these guys are making a lot of hay with this for the usual reasons. Let's listen.
How optimistic are you that Republicans and Democrats will be able to get this resolved either before the first of the year or at least before we suffer any serious consequences from it?
Well, watch what happens this week, because for 10 days, little or nothing has occurred. Statements were made, public statements by Speaker Boehner, by the President, by many others, and then came Thanksgiving and a lot of turkey and stuffing and not much progress on this issue. So the question is whether or not what were tentative staff negotiations will start to grow into something more meaningful and specific. I talked to Harry Reid this morning in his office, went down there. What do you hear? Nothing, he said. This is something that could come together quickly or not at all. It should come together quickly. There are no excuses here. We know what we have to do. $4 trillion in deficit reduction over 10 years. We should put a sizable portion of it from revenue, but certainly not even a majority of it from revenue, and add to that spending cuts and entitlement reform. That is the only way to deal with this, honestly. And I hear good news when I get reports from Republican colleagues like Saxby Chambliss of Georgia and Lindsey Graham saying, we're walking away from the Grover Norquist pledge. All right, we have an obligation first to this country before we do to this political leader.
In your estimation, is closing deductions the same as maybe increasing taxes on the wealthy? That is, they have to pay more if they lose deductions that they currently have. We capture more of their revenue. Perhaps Democrats ought to be able to give up on the desire to get the wealthy to pay more in taxes if we capture more of their cash with the closing of deductions.
Well, it seems that it's just a different approach to the same goal, but let me just make this point. First, at the the end of the day, my feeling politically, at the end of the day, I want to be able to say that if there's a new tax burden in America, it is not going to be a burden on middle-income working families. Your listeners, a lot of them, are working folks struggling paycheck to paycheck. They don't need a tax raise, increase, particularly in a recovery. So let's at least agree.
Okay, that's number one.
Protect them, number one. Number two is, how much revenue can we expect to legitimately, honestly raise here toward deficit reduction? Simpson-Bowles says 40% should come out of taxes and revenue. If we had a $4 trillion package, we're talking about $1.6 trillion. If we just let the top tax rate stay at 39 rather than go back to 35, we generate half of that, only half of it, $800 billion over 10 years. We still have another $800 billion to take out of the tax code. If you went after the tax code alone to raise this, you start invading a lot of tax deductions and credits, which are critically important to the economy. How many people listening out there in your audience have a mortgage and count on that deduction on mortgage interest? Most of it goes to higher income folks, but not all of it. We want to make sure we protect the middle income families.
We want to protect those folks, the working folks. They like listening to that. 800-510-8255. Sounds like Obama and then Bush used to say, oh, those working families, those hard working and Sarah Palin. Everything's working and going and coming. And all right. So you share the same disgust, most of you, with the politicians, the political process as I do. And many of the hosts come across that way, too, because it is disgusting. Nothing that really changed. Is there change in the air? Is it serious? Significant? $4 trillion. That speaks. What does that speak to? We owe $16 trillion. The federal government borrowed $211 in your family's name last Friday. Did you make $211 last Friday? Did you know that that's how much was borrowed last Friday? $211 for every family in America was borrowed on Friday. Aye. 800-510-8255. All right, some more on the fiscal cliff with your calls coming up here on today's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
Oral-B is teaming up with nationally recognized oral health expert, Dr. Jonathan B. Levine, to encourage Americans to power up their oral health routine.
A healthy mouth is part of a healthy body, so it is important to maintain good oral hygiene. One way to do so is by using a power toothbrush like the Oral-B Professional Care Smart Series Options, which uses unique technology to remove plaque for a great clean.
Tune in to the Dr. Oz Show on December 4th to learn more from oral health expert Dr. Levine.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Let's continue on now. Our Talk Radio Countdown Show overview of the fiscal cliff and things that are being said on News Talk Radio and News Talk Television. Here's Lawrence O'Donnell talking to former Labor Secretary Robert Reich for his take on the state of negotiations.
How do you evaluate the leverage that we're looking at here? President Obama has leverage with the fiscal cliff, since if they get to that point, then all the tax rates go up, and then what he's doing is just offering a bill that would reduce the tax rates on most people. John Boehner thinks he has leverage with the debt ceiling. How do you evaluate these two pieces of leverage?
Well, Lawrence, the point that is missing from a lot of these games of chicken and scenarios is that we had an election, and the election was pretty clear. The Democrats won, Obama is back in, and one of the clearest issues in that election was that taxes should be raised, and the tax rates should be raised on the rich. That gives the president even more leverage. I think the president has enormous leverage right now. If we do go over the fiscal cliff in terms of taxes, what does that mean? It means that essentially we go back to the Clinton tax rates, which, as I remember it, were not so onerous. They certainly were pretty good in terms of the economy. The economy did not suffer. The economy did much better under Bill Clinton than it did under George W. Bush after we had the Bush tax cuts. So I don't think, at least on the tax side, going over the fiscal cliff is that big a deal. It's not really a cliff at all, as you suggested. And if we get major cuts in the military and defense spending, I'm not sure that's a bad idea at all.
For a change, I agree with what he says. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Here's host Bill Carroll talking about the fiscal cliff.
It's not really a fiscal cliff. Fiscal cliff, it's a great catchphrase, but it sounds like at the end of the year, when this combination of things happen, budget cuts and tax increases, the economy, if you look at the economy on a graph, it grows, it shrinks, it grows. You get this little wave and then boom, drops like a stone. That's the fiscal cliff. Except that doesn't actually happen. I think it was Ben Bernanke at a meeting last year, maybe early this year. I think he's the one, I read that he coined the phrase fiscal cliff to describe this combination of events, which were, it's a poison pill put in place by lawmakers so that we wouldn't get to this point. So they would be forced to work something out. But he called it the fiscal cliff. The problem is it gives a false impression of what happens. Because your taxes will go up right away. But if they cut a deal in January or February after the holidays, it's likely to be retroactive. You'll get some of that money back. So if the taxes go up and then they agree to send them back down a little bit, then you'll get the money back. So you get a little windfall. That's the way that would work. And as far as the budget cuts are concerned, they don't make all the cuts on day one. The cuts start to kick in over time. So the economy would start to slow down, worst case scenario, start to slow down as you and I make less money and the cuts come and people get laid off. And right. So, but it doesn't just happen instantly. It isn't like going off a cliff. But it might be like a pretty terrifying roller coaster ride, which you'll want to avoid as well. The best story I found, though, is in the Christian Science Monitor. And basically what it says is, here's why you shouldn't worry about the fiscal cliff. It's not going to happen. They say the political calculus in Washington has changed. The Republicans are in a more compromising mood. They have, no matter what they might say, no matter what the bluster is, they're in a more compromising mood. So it's likely that if we were ever going to get a deal, now is the deal.
All right. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Now is the time for your calls on your feelings about the so-called fiscal cliff.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration.
so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let us renew our interest and our focus here on the so-called fiscal cliff. It's a foolish term. I think a couple of the politicians that were interviewed earlier on a couple of various programs that we monitor for this, our review of the world of talk radio, it sounds foolish. And so maybe we ought to come up with something different. The fiscal reality. How about that? What is the reality of borrowing $211 in your name last Friday? That's kind of where I want to start or where I want to go. Let's see how many people are interested in talking about that. Paul's listening in Phoenix, Arizona. Paul, so when you hear that $211 was borrowed in your name last Friday, what do you think? First of all, how much money did you make last Friday?
Not that much.
Okay, so you're in debt.
My question about all these things, the deductions they run around, tote and all this, aren't they... I believe that most people benefit by putting their mortgage down in 20 years or under, mm-hmm. just by virtue of the fact that in the back-end years you're paying interest only on the mortgage, and the real question is, what can you do with the money better?
What can you do better with the money than buy a house?
No, I'm saying if you buy a house and pay your house off early.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, assuming you no longer have the deduction and you're going to pay taxes on it, then there's an encouragement to get rid of the deduction.
So you think it would be good for everybody's fiscal health to have that eliminated?
Long term to get rid of it, because if you look at it, when people have kids and about what age your kids start to college, and how conservative a mode you'd have to be in to put your mortgage down early, just about the time you put your mortgage down, your kids would be starting college.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense to a point. The other side of it is that without that deduction, a lot of people couldn't afford to buy a home, and therefore the economy would stall.
Maybe the argument on, for example, the mortgage deduction is not to give you the mortgage deduction for the full 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So say you got the mortgage deduction for 20 years.
Yeah.
Well. And if you chose to go 30, that's fine.
So maybe 15, because some of these plans are for 15-year mortgages, even 10-year mortgages. That's an interesting idea. You've put some thought to it, and I appreciate you explaining it here. Thank you very much. 800-510-8255. Good caller with good information and good thoughts. What say you on that idea or some of the other plans here? Len, listening in New York with not much good to say about the president's plan.
You know, I'd like to remark on how relatively quickly it sounds like the White House is willing to sell out. You know, if we go off the fiscal cliff into January 2nd, and pronounce, you know, our willingness to help the Republicans negate the pledge not to raise taxes by simply letting it expire, and then any tax change to reduce taxes will be a tax cut they'll be glad to sign. All of their super rich backers who are now going to face a 55% estate tax on anything over $1 billion will be, you know, screaming over their shoulders, sign the damn thing. And, you know, we're not going to have $200 billion less in spending if after January 1st we sign a new tax bill, the second or third. So the fact that Obama's administration is willing to make it sound like he's averting a catastrophe over the full 2013 is an insult to people who actually understand what's going on.
Well, so you're a little arrogant with your thoughts on it, but that's all right. Some people think if they're on one side or the other, that the reality is that that person who disagrees with them is arrogant. But I think your approach is extraordinarily arrogant. 800-510-8255. Paying attention is one thing. People who have different ideas may be another. The Simpson-Bowles cuts, what do you think about that? Do you even remember what they are? Do most people understand it, or did they not know, and that's why they voted for Obama? 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Paul Winslow, Second Class Petty Officer, United States Navy.
We were there over Christmas one time and still had our Christmas party on the ship. We all collected. We had 500 in our crew, and we all collected money. Instead of giving gifts, we gave it to a party for little kids, orphans, and we had a Christmas party for them aboard the ship. And they had turkey dinner and a whole full. They had a full meal, and that was pretty nice because they. It wasn't all bad. It was all pretty good, I think.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go back into the discussion of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, and I made mention of the fact that Laura Ingraham, who is a popular conservative host, was working for, I think, the last 9 years or so for a syndicator that appears to be difficult to deal with. Michael Savage was working there, and he's gone, and she's now gone. Interesting to see. She has quite an audience where she shows up again. It's the sort of the behind-the-scenes things. You can read about that story at talkers.com and many of the other things that we follow here on this program that are aimed at giving you an overview of what's going on in the world of the political, if you will, the news talk, things that we're talking about that are in the news. That's what this format is all about. The personalities, et cetera, et cetera. Most important is your input at 800-510-8255 as we discuss the issues of the day, our fiscal reality, spending, that sort of thing, what needs to be cut, and very little attention paid by most people who are doing this for a living. I don't even know that they knew that $211 was borrowed in your family's name on one day last week. Last Friday, the federal government borrowed $211 in your name. For every single family in this country, 120 million of them, $211, you do the math, and you understand how crazy this whole situation is. It's crazy. And how does it get paid back? Jim, an Oregonian, wants to be heard. So, Jim, you're on the air live on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Doug. It's good to be with you tonight. I'd like to say, you know, I don't feel like this debt is mine at all. It might belong to some politician. It might belong to some crooked banker somewhere, but it's not my debt.
So you're not going to pay any of it back?
Well, no. Heck no. Why should I?
Well, how do you avoid that? Do you not pay taxes?
I'm not getting any redress.
Yeah, do you not pay taxes?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. So then you don't have to pay it. All right. If you don't pay taxes, then you don't pay it back. Those of us who do pay taxes.
No, I don't get any redress. Why should I pay these stupid things, you know?
Well, a lot of people agree.
And as I said, you know, Iceland figured out that this isn't their debt. Man, they've started arresting bankers, putting warrants out on them. They know debt is a lie, which it is for us, too.
Yeah.
It's all a big, crooked lie.
Well, it's an interesting conversation, though, Jim. You have to admit that. There may be some. A lot of people don't pay taxes. That's the other side of it. Some because they're smart enough to avoid them or understand what the system is all about and how it is rigged. Somebody said earlier in a call, I think, that the system is aimed at the mortgage deductions controlling how you live your life. Not mortgage, sorry, not just mortgage, but all deductions. And there certainly is a lot of philosophical proof and truth to that, that the engineering that was done by Congress and the people in the bureaucracy that run the government want to control what you do, and this is they set this system up so they can control what you do, how you spend. And, you know, it does certainly favor the bankers, the mortgage deduction does, but also favors those who want to have an asset. You argue about whether the business of owning real estate is an asset. It has been for a long time. It hasn't. It was up and down. I mean, we go back to the Depression. It wasn't good. People lost everything. Then over the course of the next, 80, 90 years, things built back up again. And then the crash of 2008, things went back down. Are they starting to build up a little bit? Yeah, just a little. It's going to take a long time, though, just a little bit. 800-510-8255. Chuck is in Illinois listening to WJOL.
I actually am kind of angry about our people that we elect that are in D.C. for the next 35 days or whatever trying to make this big decision. They can't come together because they want to hold their ground on whatever it is. And it just, but one thing that they should not do is to put us vulnerable in a position where we go down this slope and that we go back to what's been going on for the last 2 years with the unemployment. We're trying to get out of this, and they want to go back and stymie everything. It doesn't make sense. I don't think they will. But it won't surprise me if it happens. I think that if they stand their ground, then we're going off. We're going off the slope. If they compromise, a lot of people in this country, whatever persuasion you are politically, really, you know, it's all about money. I understand that, but I mean, on both sides of the aisle, we have to compromise. There's just no ifs, ands, buts about it. We can't do that. We don't want to do that because of money.
800-510-8255. So if you're a weary American, tired of the perpetual presidential campaigns and campaigns for Congress, there isn't any relief. You look around, listen to some of the stuff back and forth, the rhetoric, and as the president brings his case for a tax increase on top earners, you listen to the specious talk. It doesn't get anywhere. It doesn't really raise any serious money. It's just a way of grinding up people who are on the other side and shows his true colors, frankly. Election's over. I bought my way in. I'm here. You'll do what I tell you to do or else. Here's Tanya in West Virginia, tired of all of that.
The debt ceiling now because they want to give away more Democratic priorities in the next couple of months. Oh, we hostages. Well, when you want to compromise all the time and the Republicans haven't gave a damn thing yet, that's what you get. You get your priorities cut. You get rolled over because you don't say a word in your own defense. So sit back in your house and yell Obama, Obama, till you can't yell no more while he take all the food out of your mouth.
How'd you like to be married to that? That's a sexist statement, probably, but it was interesting. And that's why she got on the air, because it wasn't what she said, but it was how she said it that I'm sure people find interesting or entertaining. 800-510-8255. Mary in Wyoming, let's see what your thoughts are all about regarding what happens here financially and fiscally.
I'm going to probably retire real soon. I'm 59 right now, but when I get up to like 65 or something like that, around 60 or something like that, I might retire. I would just say go over the cliff and start over again. I don't know how it would hurt Wyoming, but just don't hurt Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. I'm on Social Security, but don't hurt that. just kind of overhaul them just a little bit, but don't hurt them at all, you know, just kind of fix them just a tad.
800-510-8255. I'm not too sure what that all means, but thank you, Mary. Here's Kevin in Texas on compromise.
I think they should go off the cliff. I mean, I really do. I think, you know, for the past 4 years, we've heard how terrible the Bush tax cuts are. So I think we definitely need to go to the Clinton-era tax cuts for everyone. I think if there's a compromise, all it's going to do is make the tax code even more progressive. So I think we all need to feel the pain. And, yes, I do think it'll go into a recession because of it. But, you know, a recession is part of any economic life cycle. I mean, if you give the government power to avoid recessions, I mean, what politician is going to say, well, it's time to have a recession, so you all are going to vote for me because I'm going to make the economy worse? Instead, all they do is just keep pumping more debt into the economy, and that's not good for our kids. I say go over the fiscal cliff. I mean, it's not even enough, in my opinion, to balance the budget. All it does is reduce it to, I think, like $600 billion, which is still about three times the average deficit under Bush. Let's go back to the Clinton tax errors and maybe back to the Bush deficit. I just feel like we got to take the pain.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. Next up, Eddie in Arkansas on Republicans and compromise.
President Obama was elected to make the hard calls. And I do believe that we should go off the fiscal cliff. He was elected to make a choice for the country. And the majority of the country feels that the Republicans are wrong and he's right. And I think he should let them go off the fiscal cliff, because the Republicans are scrambling now, trying to change up everything to make them look like they're doing something right, and they're not. They're not for the middle class. We should go off the fiscal cliff, let the taxes rise, and take it from there. And if people aren't satisfied with what the Republicans do, vote them out, give them the Democrats, both the House and the Senate, and, you know, and change it then. But I think you should let us go off the cliff. We have to have the people stand firm and put the country back on a track that everybody can understand. And everybody can understand raising taxes. There won't be any blind spots. This is what we have to do, and we should do it. President Obama should definitely let it happen. Listen, we lived through Bush, and we lived through Nixon. So I think we could live through this.
Really? All right, up next here, Powerball. Lots of activity on buying tickets. Have you bought yours?
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. You know, I've never met you before, but you know what? I want to live vicariously through you. I want to be like you. I want to do everything that you've done, because you are my hero. You are my role model. And we have never met before, because living vicariously through you makes me a better person. Now, when you heard that, what did you say to yourself? Boy, this guy's got to be kidding me. What's so special about my life? If he really wants to duplicate my life, man, he's going to have to live with all the troubles and all the sorrows that I have. Now, come on, stop thinking like that. Because one of the greatest accomplishments and achievements in life is when someone compliments you and says, I want to live vicariously through you. I want to be the type of person that you are. And when you achieve that, it gives you a great feeling, because you know that you're helping others by having them live their dream. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, the curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it.
You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. Okay, here we go. By the way, email address is Doug at DougSteffen.com. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Powerball in the focus with the jackpot up to $500 million. Here's Maryland Lottery Director Stephen Martino talking to Talk host Ann Kramer.
The jackpot was increased to $500 million. This is a record-breaking jackpot in the largest in the history of for the Powerball game, and probably the second largest jackpot ever behind the record-setting $656 million Mega Millions that was last March.
Everybody always wants to know, Stephen, when this jumps this high, what are the chances that you all say that anybody has of winning?
Not particularly good. They're 1 in 175 million to 1, but, you know, we think if played responsibly, you know, people can capture a part of the dream of thinking about what they would do if they won $500 million, and the cash option on that is, $327 million. We think that's probably about $217 million after state and federal taxes. So you can do a lot of dreaming for that amount of money.
How helpful is it when you have a jackpot grow in this size so close to the holidays?
Yeah, I haven't thought about it too much in the context of the holidays. I think that anytime you get a jackpot this high, and we saw that obviously in March, that you just people who are you know, very rare, if not you know, generally don't play the lottery at all. A $500 million jackpot teases everyone out, and so you know, we just encourage that people play responsibly, that they use discretionary entertainment dollars, and remember that it's a game. But you know, I think maybe the timing around the holiday season, people may you know, maybe put an extra dollar or two down and think about what might happen if they win.
That's good therapy. The cash take is $217 million after taxes. There you go. Starting at $500 million. Here are host Dave Ross, Luke Burbank, and Ursula Rutten talking about all the office pools.
The Powerball lottery is now up to record levels once again.
I only play it when it's over, like, $200 million because, come on, I'm not going to go waste my time for, like, a million.
Of course not.
I'm not
idiot. Worth it otherwise. But this is a wise investment if you invest now.
No doy. This is why I'm going to go pick up, I don't know, 5 or 10 tickets today. But, you know, one of the ways it seems that people tend to win these kinds of jackpots is through the workplace office pool, or if you don't work in an office, you know, the pool at the factory you work at or the construction site or whatever. And yet it always seems to go awry. Every time, you know, somebody is in charge of going out and buying the tickets and then somehow they win, there's always a weird story where it turns out that wasn't, oh, no, see, the ticket I bought for myself was the winner, not the one I bought for the group, or it's just always a controversy, it would seem. Anyway, courting controversy this morning is our own Ursula Roy team.
Hello.
Hi, Ursula. So you are you the kind of the one trying to sort of manage the office these tickets?
So this year, apparently, or this week, I have been appointed as the pool manager.
Okay.
So I am just starting.
How long has this been going on?
As of this morning.
Oh, so there. Because you implied that there's been an ongoing office pool, and if so, I was not made aware of it.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless. And so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, pumping you up with information about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the conversations about the issues, and the big issue, or one of the big issues, has to do with United Nations Ambassador Susan Wright attempting to ease the concerns of Republican senators who may vote on her if she's brought into try to replace Hillary Clinton. Three Republicans, Senator McCain, Graham, and Ayotte, all said that Rice did not answer their questions. She did little to calm their fears. She is an arrogant pain in the you-know-what, as far as I'm concerned. Actually, you take a look at her face. Woof. Man, what an angry character she is. Let's listen to talk host Chuck Powell and Carrie Dozier talking about the meeting in Congress.
I think initially the idea was, hey, point out who botched this.
Yeah.
And then when Barack Obama defended everyone along the line, you got a half apology from Hillary Clinton along the way. And then they wanted somebody's head to roll. Yeah. And Susan Rice is the person that they pointed at, that you're thinking about nominating someone Secretary of State who went on camera and claimed that this attack was based off of a video, and you had different intelligence than that. So they wanted at least Susan Rice's head to roll. But when President Barack Obama held a press conference and said, she did nothing wrong, come after me, I think this was a speed bump for these three Republicans. They went into this meeting convinced we're not going to get the answers, we're going to give her her say, and then we're going to fire right back at Barack Obama.
I called this a chess game yesterday, and I'm going to stick with it. I don't think it's anything other than that. The president can say, come after me. The president was just reelected. Hillary Clinton can say, it all comes back to me. I'm the Secretary of State. Hillary Clinton has long said, I'm out of here in January. See you later. So the next likely suspect would be Susan Rice, who everybody says is the Obama administration's first pick for Secretary of State. What if she's not? What if she is just a speed bump? What if this is just a, hey, you know what? Give her some grief for a while. Ask her all the questions. Make her exceedingly uncomfortable so that if I do nominate her, she doesn't have a chance. Then I'll give you somebody else.
All right. There's a way of looking at it, I guess. Here's Brooke Baldwin talking to congressional correspondent Dana Bash about the Rice meeting there.
I want you to listen to what Senator Graham, Republican, South Carolina here, said immediately after that meeting ended.
Bottom line, I'm more disturbed now than I was before that the 16 September explanation about how four Americans died in Benghazi, Libya by Ambassador Rice, I think does not do justice to the reality at the time, and in hindsight clearly was completely wrong. But here's the key. In real time, it was a statement disconnected from reality.
And now, here is Senator Ayotte.
I want to say that I'm more troubled today, knowing, having met with the acting director of the CIA and Ambassador Rice, because it's certainly clear from the beginning that we knew that those with ties to Al-Qaeda were involved in the attack on the embassy, and clearly the impression that was given, the information given to the American people, was wrong. In fact, Ambassador Rice said today, absolutely, it was wrong. I don't understand. The CIA said clearly that that information was wrong.
Dana Bash, set me straight. I mean, heading into this closed-door meeting, the story was that the senator seemed to be, or at least John McCain specifically, kind of backing off some of the criticism of Ambassador Rice. And listening to that stakeout and those three senators, I'm hearing words like troubled and failed and bad. What happened in the meeting?
Well, the reason I'm told that they did soften their rhetoric, and they definitely did going into this meeting, is because Susan Rice requested a meeting, and the senators said that they felt that it was the right thing to do to kind of ease up on her publicly while they were waiting to hear what she said privately. But as you could hear from the senators, they were less than pleased. That is probably an understatement with what they heard. And you know, that's their side of this. On the other side, the Democrats who I've talked to feel that they did not think the meeting was as bad as Republicans made it out to be. And we actually have a statement, an on-the-record statement from Susan Rice herself, talking specifically about those talking points, those unclassified talking points that she used that turned out to be wrong.
What did she say?
And I'll read it. She said, the initial assessment upon which they were based were incorrect in a key respect. There was no protest or demonstration in Benghazi. While we certainly wish that we had perfect information just days after the terrorist attack, as is often the case, the intelligence assessment has evolved. We stress that neither I nor anyone else in the administration intended to mislead the American people at any stage in this process, and the administration updated Congress and the American people as our assessments evolved. Now, that's her side. She admitted, I'm told, behind closed doors, it was wrong. I'm told that she said, I regret that I was a part of this.
All right, so much ado about nothing, maybe.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.